God be the glory. I am glad to bring you the way of God. And the way of God is none other than the Word of God. So long as you are walking the Word, then you are walking along the way of God. Today I have the grace and the privilege to continue what we were discussing before, which has to do with enjoying divine leading. Enjoying divine leading. God wants to lead His people. God wants His people to surrender to Him, to want to follow Him. If you and I surrender to allow the Lord to lead us, it is His pleasure to lead us the way we ought to go. I said earlier in the previous broadcasts that only those who are led by the Spirit of God can categorize themselves, can see themselves, can register themselves, can call themselves the children of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And I know you want to be called the children of God, a child of God. I know you want God to see you as His child. I want God to see me as His child. I want Him to reckon unto me the rights of a child. And the only way that can take place is if I allow the Holy Spirit to lead me. Right, the Holy Spirit got to be the leader. Right, what does it mean to lead? It means to have someone going ahead of you and you are following. It means to have someone dictating to you what to do, and you allow yourself to be subject to the dictates of that person, and in this case, the Holy Spirit. What are the benefits of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us? We realize that if we allow the Spirit of God to lead us, we will no longer work in vain. Peter was fishing in vain until Jesus came and said, "Don't waste more of your time. Cast your net on this side of the boat." So you know that waste of time can stop if you allow the Spirit of God to now be the leader who tells you, "Okay, don't do it this way. Do it this way." You know that if the Spirit of God is leading you, then there will be no fear, right? And then you're going to have this peace of God that passeth all understanding. In the midst of danger, you are able to still maintain the peace of God because the Holy Spirit is the one talking to you and said, "It's going to be all right. You will not be dismayed. You will not be destroyed. I am with you." When you allow the Spirit of God to lead you, the Spirit of God will literally hold your hand and pull you out of danger as He did for Lot. These are some of the things that I taught in the last message, but I want to go to the heart of today's message by raising one or two questions. The first question that I'd like to raise is, who can be led by the Holy Spirit, right? We understand that we must be led by the Holy Spirit. If we are led by the Holy Spirit, there are benefits. But who really would the Holy Spirit lead? Who would God lead? Who does God have the pleasure of showing the way to go in their life? One person. Psalm number 25, verse 9. One person. Who's that person? The humble. I'm going to open my Bible and turn to Psalm number 25, verse 9. If you have your Bible with you, please go ahead and take a look at it. If you don't, you may just follow along with me. Psalm number 25, verse 9. The humble He guides in justice, and the humble He teaches His way. It is the humble that God guides. It is the humble that God teaches. Anyone who does not humble himself before the Lord, the Lord has no pleasure in guiding that person because they won't follow guidance. The Lord has no pleasure in teaching that person because they wouldn't follow the teachings. So I pray that the Lord will endow you with the spirit of humility, that you will humble yourself and allow the Spirit of God to begin to lead you, that you will know that you are not to follow your own understanding, that you're not to lean on your own understanding, that you need to depend on the leading of the Holy Spirit. If you become humble, if you humble yourself before the Lord, He will begin to guide you. He will begin to teach you. And soon as the Holy Spirit takes over the leading and the guidance of your life, such benefits as not fearing anymore, as being sure of what to do, as no longer living a life of wasted time and wasted effort, living a life of fear, such benefits become your portion. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says, now there is therefore no more condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus, who no longer walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Right? When the Spirit now begins to guide you, you no longer walk after the flesh, so there is no condemnation for you. So, who can the Holy Spirit lead? The humble. Let me raise another question. Okay, how does the Holy Spirit lead God's people? If you wonder, okay, all right, Holy Spirit, start leading me. I surrender to you. I will humble myself to you. You go ahead in front of me. I'll follow you. How precisely does the Holy Spirit lead people? One way that will never fail you is through the Word of God, through the Word of God, the Bible that you have with you, that you carry, that I carry, that we read all the time, that is the Word of God. If you practice the Word, then you are being led by the Lord. It's the Word of God. So if you do the Word of God, that means you're following the instruction of God. That means you are following the guidelines and the guidance of the Lord. So you're being led by God through the Word that He has written and you're reading, or that He has spoken and you're listening to. Now, a good example, a man that is so serious about God leading him. Yes, he had flaws, he had errors, he had mistakes, but God showed him mercy each time because he was a humble man before God who will take the precepts of God over any other matter, over any other master, over any other person. Now, the man David, he said in Psalm 119 verse 105, what did he say? He said to himself, he made up his own mind, and he declared unto himself, he said, look, Lord, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Meaning that your word is what's going to shed light to my way of life. Your word is going to be the one, when I am confused about a matter, I will go to your word because your word will clarify it for me. I've made up my mind. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, right? My walking in life is going to be guided by your word. Each time your word spoke to me, I always won the battle. Each time your spirit guides me, I always come ahead. So he made up his mind. I want to invite you today, all of you who are listening, who are watching, invite the Holy Spirit into your life and ask him to begin to lead you by the word of God. Every word that proceeded from the mouth of Jesus, it is life. It is life everlasting. You need to become friendly with your Bible. The Bible is the word of God. Let it be the lamp unto your feet. Let it be your guide. So, how does God lead? He leads by the words that he has spoken. Whenever you and I are abiding by the words of God, it means we are being led. It means we are children of God. Now, I cite an example, for instance, when David had issue, he had a problem. You and I know he had a problem with Saul. Saul was chasing him all around, wanting to kill him. And David was a fugitive. He had no home. But here came an opportunity for him to kill Saul. He got Saul. He got him where he could not escape. He got him where he was sleeping and snoring. Okay? In fact, Saul got to that cave just to rest from chasing David. So now that David got to know, oh, that's where Saul is. I'm going to go get him. And he got there and he took the sword. The next thing was for him to kill this guy that has been chasing his life all these many years. That's what you and I would do if someone would not let us rest. If someone would not let us have fun. David couldn't stay in his family. He couldn't stay in his own city. He couldn't be with his friends. He was running for his life. Now he got the man that was chasing after him. The next natural thing for him to do was to kill the guy. But oh, wait a minute. I can't do that. The word of God is the lamp unto my feet. He's the light to my path. And I remember the word of God, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22. It says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Oh my God. I can't kill this guy. He's an anointed king of God. Right? That is how God's word guides you. Right? Even though what you want to do sounds good, it seems reasonable, it's expected that you would do that. But when the word of God comes to your mind and say, no, you can't do that, and you stop, it means that you allow yourself to be guided, to be led by the word of God. Then you are a true child of God. So David did not kill Saul because Saul was an anointed of God. Touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. That was the word that changed the mind of David from the earlier decision of killing Saul. That was the word. Touch not my anointed. He also possibly remembered another word. I'm talking about being led by the Holy Spirit. How does the Holy Spirit lead people? He leads people by reminding them the word of God. Jesus practically and specifically told us that I'm going to send you a comforter. Now, but this is the Holy Spirit. He's not only going to just comfort you, he's going to remind you of the things that I have taught you. He's going to teach you. He's going to bring to your recollection all that I have taught you. So the Holy Spirit brought the word of God into the recollection of David, saying, don't touch anyone that I have anointed. Another word that the Holy Spirit brought into the recollection of David was the one where the word of God said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Vengeance is mine, I will repay. So David remembered that, vengeance belonged to God. So let God take charge. And glory be to God, David did not fail. David was not put to shame. Yes, God helped David at long last. And Saul was destroyed. Just by simple adherence to the word of God by David. So, how can you be led by the Holy Spirit? It is by listening to the word of God that you hear, listening to the word of God that you read. That is how you can be led. Another means of being led by the Holy Spirit is the you having your ears, your inner ears, your spiritual ears open to the still small voice of God. God is still speaking. I'd like you to know that. God is still speaking. He does not only speak through the word, he also speaks audibly into the ears of his own children. And he tells them what to do and where to go. I cite Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. What does the word of God say is that? It says, your ears will hear behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it. Your ears will hear behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it. That means God can sharpen your ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Okay, don't travel yet. Okay, travel, but go at this time. Go at this pace. No, don't speak yet. Yes, you are under pressure. Yes, someone is really, really, really having a tough time with you. But do not speak yet. The Holy Spirit may come at another time and say, okay, now you may speak, but this is what you will say. You may get angry and you really, really, really want to take a step. And the Holy Spirit say, hold off on that. That is allowing the Spirit of God to speak into your ears. One thing I can tell you is that the Holy Spirit never speaks of his own. The Holy Spirit will never mislead you. The Holy Spirit will never tell you to, okay, so get angry, okay, go on revenge. No, the Holy Spirit will still speak the word of God. So all scriptures are written for your good. Yeah, all scriptures are written for your good, to correct you, okay? To encourage you, to guide you, to lead you, right? That's exactly what the Holy Spirit will remind you. When you're about to do something, the Holy Spirit will just come and tell you exactly what to do. So, Spirit of God guides God's people via not only the Word of God, but also via a voice behind your ears that tells you this is the way to go, walk in it. I pray for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to come over and be your portion from today in the mighty name of Jesus. If others can hear the voice of God, you can hear the voice of God. Oh, the man Samuel was just sleeping. He was a very young man, but the voice of God came to him and sent him on errand to his master, his mentor, Eli. Give him a message for me. Yeah, the Spirit of God comes and talks to people. The Spirit of God came and ministered to Isaiah to have the message for God's people. The Spirit of God came upon on Jeremiah. Yeah, so he can give God's message to the people. So the Spirit of God is still speaking the mind of God. Your ears just need to be sharpened. And I pray for sharpened ears in the mighty name of Jesus. St. John chapter 10 verse 4 tells us that Jesus goes before his people. Right? He leads his own because his own know his voice. He leads his sheep because his sheep know his voice. So you want to get to the realm where you know the voice of the master when the master is talking to you. So when you recognize the voice of the master, you go and do what the master is saying. Then you're a child of the master. Then you live above all others because you know the mind of God and you're doing the will of God. You can't miss it. You cannot miss it. I'm talking about enjoying the leading of God, enjoying divine leading. To enjoy divine leading, your eyes, your ears and my ears need to be open, yeah, to hear. And then we need to be ready to surrender, to follow the instructions of the word of God. How can one be led? How can I be led? Apart from, okay, I'm reading the Bible, and the Bible says something to me, and I follow it. Or, the Lord just speaks into my ears, and I can just hear it. I can just hear what He's saying. I think through dreams and revelations, God, by His Spirit, can begin to lead you. Alright? Let's take an example from Joseph, the man who wanted to marry Mary. Mary, the one that we know to be the mother of Jesus, right? Now, Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 helps us to know that the angel of the Lord came to speak to Joseph, telling him, wait a minute. Don't do what that which you wanted to do. You want to let your thinking in your heart that you're going to quietly release Mary. Well, I don't want to bring shame on her, but I surely don't want a child that's not mine. We're not married yet, so I don't know where she got this pregnancy from. I can't have it. So Joseph was still thinking about that. But because the Lord knows what you think, the Lord knows what I think. If we allow Him to lead us, He can come even in our dreams, right? He can reveal Himself to us in visions. So the angel of God came to Joseph while he was still sleeping and said, the pregnancy in the womb of Mary is of the Holy Spirit. Do not send her away. Do not disgrace her. Do not divorce her. Look, it is of the Holy Spirit. And because Joseph hearkened to the voice of God while he was sleeping, this is how we can say Joseph was led by the Holy Spirit. And to God be the glory, Joseph took the leading. If he refused to listen to what the angel told him while he was sleeping, these are some of the things that I believe could happen. Well, he could send Mary away and say, Mary, I don't care because I never knew of any Holy Spirit. I never knew of anybody not moving with a man and they got pregnant. So I don't know who you are. You're strange to me. So you got to get out of my life. All right. Joseph would make that if he didn't listen to the Holy Spirit in his dreams. He can wake up and say, Mary, you're out of my life. He could wake up and go to Mary's mama and Mary's papa, or go to the go to CNN, or go to OMG, or go to wherever they go to talk, right? And say, well, this woman's been cheating on me. All right, that's not my baby, so I don't want anything to do with her. The shame would come. If we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, there could be shame, right? Number two. If Joseph didn't listen to the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit appeared and spoke with him in his dream, the shame that would have come on Mary and maybe Joseph also could have made Mary to consider abortion. That's what I think. The Bible didn't say that, but I think so, right? If Mary considered abortion, she might. have committed abortion. If she committed abortion, we would have no Jesus. If we have no Jesus, there is no Savior for you and me. We are hopeless people if there is no Jesus. Because without Jesus, there is no life. Without Jesus, there is no Savior. You know, Jesus was asking Peter, who do people say I am? Well, a lot of people were saying, well, they say you're John the Baptist. They say you're this, they say you're that. But Peter said, Jesus asked him, who do you think I am? And Peter responded, you are the Christ. You are the Savior. You are the one, the God who became flesh. All right. So the Savior would have been aborted. So your Christianity would have become nothing. Of course, we can't even have ourselves called Christians because there is nobody to be like. But glory be to God. Joseph listened to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Joseph did not allow Jesus to be aborted. So we have a Savior. There was another time that, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus were living in the midst of jealousy because the king that was reigning at that time felt that another king, king of the Jews, another king to reign while I am king. Of course, he didn't understand the things of the Spirit. So he sought to kill Jesus. When he didn't know how to kill Jesus, he ordered all children from age 3 below to be killed, all boys that are from age 3 and below, wipe them off. But the Spirit of the Lord came to Joseph by night and spoke to Joseph and said, take this child, take him to another place, right? When the enemy of this child is dead, I will minister to you again so you can bring the child back. People, you need the Holy Spirit to be your guide. Without him guiding you, you're not going to know of the danger that is imminent. And you will stay there until danger shows up, until your child is taken away from you, until your husband is taken away from you, until your wife is taken away from you, until your mind is taken away from you. But if the Holy Spirit begins to lead you, he will tell you things that you don't know ahead of time. He will tell you how to walk out of danger. He will tell you, he will tell you, he will tell you how to escape the snares of the fowlers. I encourage you, allow the Spirit of God to come into your life. Allow yourself to start to be led by him. You cannot lose. You cannot lose. You will always win if you allow the Spirit of God to be your guide. How does he guide? He guides by his words. He guides by his still voice. He guides through vision and dreams. Is there any of this that you're used to? Keep on practicing it because God will continue to lead you through it. Or, no, I don't dream any dreams. No, God doesn't talk to me in my sleep. Or, I don't hear his voice. He's not talking to me. I just go by how I feel. Well, ask that the Spirit of God will come into your life and begin to reveal God, the power of God to you in a different way that you haven't experienced before, right? If you're reading the Word of God and you're not understanding, right, it means you're not doing the Word of God because you can't do what you don't understand. So I pray for you right now that the Spirit of the understanding, the grace to understand the Word of God will come into your life that you may read it, understand it, and then begin to do it. Because when you are doing, then you are the child of God. Well, before I go, let me share just maybe one more way that the Holy Spirit leads God's people. Now, I think Saul. Was it Saul? Yes. He needed to, his father's donkey got lost and he needed to know where the donkey was, right? So he and his friend, or maybe a servant, they went to inquire from a priest, from a prophet of God, right? We lost Our father lost his donkey and we're looking for it. And by prophecy, there was revelation. Yeah. Not only did God anoint this man Saul, but God also revealed where the donkey was, right? So while you are a God chaser, while you're chasing God and you seek the counsel of the godly, you seek the counsel of the prophet of God, the Lord may endow you with power and he will give you the desires of your heart. The Bible tells us that they went to Prophet Samuel and Prophet Samuel told them, well, don't you worry about it. This way and this way, this is where the donkey is. But in the meantime, the Lord has chosen you to be the king over his people. So Samuel anointed that young man, the son of Kish, to be a king. We can go on and on, but I thank God for the opportunity that we're able to share a little bit as to the various ways of how God leads his people. He leads his people by giving them counsel. I pray that you will accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life and you will allow him to be your counselor. If you allow him to be your counselor, you cannot miss it.